Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Good evening, Columbus, Georgia. We have on the radio with us live tonight, Toya Tucker. Toya Tucker, is her Facebook page is called TT Talk. And if you go on to our information, there's the web, the Facebook information is there. But basically, it's a group to discuss all things educational community in the Columbus area. They speak that this group should promote much needed action in our community. So, as most of you know who are listening, Ms. Toya Tucker was a candidate for the Muskogee County School Board, and though she did not win the election, she had a lot of good input during her campaign. And we are hoping that she will run again in the near future when the time comes up again. But at this moment, I need you guys to hold on. Please dial in 515-602-9677 if you want to call in and ask a question or make a comment. And in just a moment, I'm going to bring our guest on live. She's already been briefed on what we need to talk about. So we're going to introduce her and bring her on the radio show. And you guys, once again, 515-602-9677, press 1 if you want to ask a question or make a comment. Hello, Ms. Tucker?
Yes, this is she. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. All right. Checking to make sure you're here and you can hear us. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to get the top of the moment schedule because we know you're on a short time. You've got a meeting at 6 o'clock. So we're going to make this short and sweet for our listeners tonight. And in the meantime, everybody understands you have a meeting at 6 o'clock. So if you got a question or a comment, call in and make it quick. First of all, I wanted to know about the campaign that you ran for Muskogee County School Board. What was the overall feel? And what made you decide to run for school board?
The main reason why I wanted to run for school board because I noticed the lack of high-quality education. And what that means is schools that encourage creativity, the ability to think out of the box, the critical thinking skills that we need, that was one of the main reasons that I decided to run, because I have a 17-year-old, and just transitioning from a different school in a different district, it gave me a different perspective on what goes on in even the different schools just here in Muskogee County. So, and not alone just Muskogee County, but coming from Alabama and Alaska and Germany, it's just so different each time. And I feel like Columbus could do better, and our kids definitely deserve better.
Okay, now explain what you mean exactly when you say do better.
Okay, so we have a way, and I'm not sure if everyone knows, but our schools are graded. Just like our kids have report cards, our schools have report cards. And a lot in this district, out of the 6 schools, only 2 of them had a passing grade with a C and 1 with a D. All of the other schools were F schools. So you understand, you know what I'm saying now?
Okay.
So that was very concerning to me.
Okay. Now, what were you planning on doing exactly? What was your agenda to try and change that?
You know, it really takes a lot of community involvement. I'm not sure if you know about Shay Anderson, who's at Baker Middle School, and the things that she's doing with after-school programs. Delta Outlink, she has a SAVE program. She wants to get in the school So I really was trying to push our community to get involved more, because as a political, you know, elected official, we really need to mm-hmm. focus on the community and bringing community partners in to assist us. Like the National After School Association, you rarely hear things, you know, about after school, true after school programs, but there are after school programs that can assist, like truly assist. And I do know that, you know, we have issues like with parent involvement and just really getting to be empowered to want to do, you know, something. But if we come together as a community, that was my main push, is that we can do it collectively mm-hmm. as a community.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I've heard a lot about parental involvement and some of the issues that are involved with that. What's your take on parents who actually do or do not, or somewhere in the middle of the road with getting involved with their own students in the public school system?
So being I'm going to say a child of educator, one, my mm-hmm. grandmother retired teacher, and my grandfather is a retired principal. Both of them, one is 90 and one is in the late 70s, both of them discussed parent involvement has always been an issue. So if you think about it, we've had issues, especially in the black community. Maybe, I mean, we can go back all the way to the movie The Help, where the mom was a domesticated, you know, worker, and she was working in another home raising other people's children. So we've always had that issue with parent involvement, but back mm-hmm. when I was coming up, it was a village mentality. So like the older generation mm-hmm. had already, you know, did their time, you know, on Hilton Avenue, working in Hilton Avenue, they're in the home. So when we came home, we actually had somebody at the house, you know, even though great grandma probably couldn't read, but they made sure you sat down at the table and did your homework, you know, and had a snack or something. But that village mentality have lost that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Hang on just one moment, because we have some callers listening, and I wanted to get them another opportunity. Our guest call in number is 515-602-9677. If you're holding on the line and you want to make a comment or ask a question, please press 1 and I'll be able to bring you into the show and let you make your comment or ask a question. So we'll go back to Ms. Tucker and ask you the question I asked before is, will you run again anytime soon, and on what platform next time? Will it be the same platform, or do you intend to change it up a little bit?
Honestly, my grandfather was, as I said, a principal and a city councilman. So I always wanted to be an educator. I did, and I went to the military. I worked in the schoolhouse in the military. That was one of my jobs. But I never, you know, got to do the education piece, and that's why I put myself out there to do the school board. But truly, my passion is city council and actually above. Like right now, I'm studying administration with a concentration in federal government. I'm retired Air Force, so I've always had a servant leader just characteristics when speaking of my. So yes, ma'am. I have my eyes set, you know, at least starting off at city council.
Okay, all right. That sounds wonderful. I hope you plan to run again. I was watching your campaign as much as I could, but I was hearing a lot coming from you. You heard of PPAC from that was started in Hopewell, Virginia.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Have you heard of PPAC that was started in Hopewell, Virginia?
I have not. I've heard of a lot of PACs, and I probably have seen it, but I have heard of so many different PACs.
Oh, okay. Because this was one that was put into place specifically for African American children. And Ms. Gossier was one of the biggest people that wasn't in the state that was in your corner when you campaigned. So I wasn't sure if the two of you had an opportunity to speak because she talked about it a lot. She was hoping that you would win. But I was just wondering what your knowledge was of TPAC. So what I'm going to do after the show is over is to send you the information about it and have you take a look at it, because the information is actually on www.blackparentsconnect.com. It's all one word, blackparentsconnect.com. The information is on there about TPAC. You probably had a big supporter that you wasn't aware of at the time. This was a national PAC, super PAC, that was put in place specifically for African American children. So take a look at that when you get a minute, and tell us what you're going to be doing in the meantime while you're gearing up to run for office against the city council. What are you doing in the meantime as far as the school board is concerned? You're still going through the meetings and airing your concerns about what's going on in the city of Columbus?
Yes, I'm actually still very active when it comes to the school board meetings. I might not make it to every city council meeting, but if I don't, I live stream in and watch and actually have dialogue with my councilwoman, Mayor Pro Tem. I feel like it's important to stay connected in the community, and a lot of people don't realize that I have always been active. Say, for instance, the Walton is not in my district, but when the AC units went out, our family, Mr. Kevin Hart, was the nephew of the individual that passed away, and I orchestrated the water. Mm-hmm. Our kids brought non-perishable items. So I've always been very connected, you know, with the community, taking kids. I took 10 children to Philadelphia to the NAACP conference back in 2015, and I just go on and on, and that's when I first got here to Columbus, coming from Montgomery. But I've always been, you know, connected. That was my main thing. I did this in the military. I stayed connected and always was volunteering. So it was just easy for me to take that and bring it to, you know, to locally to here in Columbus.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind. You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. Brandon, I try to test out technical difficulties, but stuff happens, especially when you're live. So it disconnected me for just a minute, but I did not hear what you were saying. I was asking about. Well, I did not hear what you were saying. Could you repeat that, please? It's probably recorded, but it dropped my call. I try to look out for that, but stuff happens. You know, that you can't control.
About being active.
Uh-huh.
And it's just basically, I have been active, you know, informing children, taking them to Philadelphia just to get some exposure and a different experience. We did a whole Underground Railroad tour, Black History tour. So, but yeah, just doing a lot in the past.
All right, for you callers that are listening in, let me give you the number once again, 515-696-77. You can dial into that number. And once again, if you have a question or comment, just press 1. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I apologize to the audience, but sometimes stuff happens that you can't control. We try to prepare for it, but it don't always go the way you plan. So you dial back in. We're back up and running. And we have Toya Tucker on the Future of Education in Columbus, Georgia. Ms. Tucker, once again, was a candidate for Muskogee County School Board. She didn't win the election, but she did say to us that she has future plans to run for city council. And we hope that you'll come on board if you're supportive of that whenever that happens. Ms. Tucker, I know you said you had limited time. You got a meeting. You got to be at 6 o'clock. So we said we're going to end the show just a little bit early. So I did want to thank my listeners for calling in. I see people on the board who are just listening, but you're welcome to always weigh in by pressing 1, and I can see you raise your hand on the switchboard. So is there anything that you would like to say, Ms. Toya Tucker, for a parting shot here before you go on to your next meeting? And I hope we'll be able to talk to you again sometime soon.
Yes, please, I would love to talk again. I just want to say thank you for inviting me to have this interview, and also for the support. There's so many people in the community that, you know, I'm a newcomer and supported me and believed in me, so I truly appreciate that, and I hope that in 2020 people will back me for city council as well.
Okay, sounds wonderful. Just let us know when you decide to run for city council. We'll bring you back onto the show and do another interview and make sure you get some good airtime going for the show. So, once again, audience, Fountain City Radio, thank you for tuning in. We're going to end the show just a little bit early tonight because she does have to go to a meeting, but we'll see you again next Monday at the same time. Freddie Williams of the NAACP will be here to talk about the upcoming NAACP elections in September in Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. Godspeed. Hello?